Super Gamecast 64, episode 110. Today on the show, we have so many game announcements, crazy amount of news, some game cancellations, and also, like every game that's come out over the past 3 weeks, we have a lot of stuff to give away, aka a copy of Dead Cells. Before we get into all of that, Kevin, you seem anxious to jump in. Why don't you do something to DJ?
DJ!
That was a great DJ. It's always such a great time when you hear this song on the air.
Kevin, that's how you know you're about to have at least an hour to maybe an hour and a half to sometimes 2 hours of just sheer.
All right, we talking. Haven't even started yet, and we're already a minute in,
guys. This is Super Gamecast 64.
It's like Pavlovian, though. You know, like you hear that, you hear the little laser beams.
It's a super. It's a comedy worst.
And you start drooling. For that sweet, sweet voice of mine.
Okay, Super Gamecast 64, it's a comedy show, it's also a video game show. If you don't laugh, you're probably a sociopath. I'm your host, Matt. With me as always, we got...
It's me, Kevin, on the wrong side.
We also got...
Tyler, who's not a sociopath, apparently.
Okay, here's the thing. Tyler, usually when we record, Kevin's on my left, Tyler's on my right. I'm all sorts
Kevin's
of...
Kevin's on my left.
Yes.
On the right.
Now it's switched, and it's really screwing up the dynamic of...
What is that?
It's a song from the internet.
No, it's not.
It's... Guys, on this episode, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We have, about 7 news things. We're going to talk about our most anticipated games of 2018. We have a lot of games to talk about. And then we're going to end it with a little mobile corner, if we're granted the time. Guys, before we get into the laughs... We're going to have to talk about some shit that happened over the weekend. Now, this is something that just happened. If you haven't heard of it yet, well, consider yourself lucky. Long story short, we're going to keep this short and sweet because at this point, it's a breaking news story. There was a mass shooting at a Madden NFL tournament at the Good Luck Have Fun or GLHF Game Bar in Jacksonville Landing, Florida. At this time, there is 3 people dead, including the suspect, and 11 injured. The police have identified him as one David Katz. At this time, the motive of the shooting was unknown, but there has been some reporting saying that he was a known competitive gamer within the Madden scene, but people on the scene aren't sure if it was premeditated or if it had something to do with the tournament itself. The point is mass shootings are something we see all the time in the U.S., It's really not good. There has to be a change, and we're now seeing as esports gets bigger and as the gaming culture gets bigger and bigger, it was only a matter of time until something like this happened, some sort of act of violence happened, and I'm really hoping, every single time this thing happens specifically in our country, I'm like, I hope this is the one that really pushes people forward, and this might sound a little cheese, but as far as gamers go, we're some of the most passionate people, so at the end of the day, if this story made your stomach turn, which it should have, the best thing you can do is start being proactive about what you can do to make a change. That means voting for people who have certain legislating on gun control, if that's what you feel needs to be the solution. There's so many things that you can do as a person to lower this kind of violence. But at the end of the day, it's just an absolute shit situation. Nothing good will come out of this. The bottom line is... I've seen a lot of people, and I feel like this is common sense, but I've seen so many people, especially on the first few days, blaming EA and shit as if it was some sort of their fault, blaming the security of... This is, I don't want to say a random act of violence, but this is not something that you can just offload the blame on other people. This is obviously a disturbed individual, and that's just kind of the way it goes most of the time. So it makes me even sicker. Oh, I'm not going to say that, but it makes me sick to see some of these people throwing shade at EA when they're probably feeling really shitty as well. So, more stuff on that to come, potentially, but at this point, I have nothing more to say. But you guys need to know about it. We are a video game show. We talk about video game news, and I just wanted to get that off. All of our thoughts go directly to the family. Everyone affected. It's just horrible. It's absolutely fucking horrible, and it's a trash day. So, yeah. It's, I didn't want to start the episode with it, but we have to talk about it. And hopefully this kind of shit will never happen again. That's all I got. Boys, nothing else?
On to news.
Yes. All right, let's move into some other stuff. Some lighter news here coming off that. You guys, this is an interesting thing. So VR games, right?
Mm-hmm. We're,
a lot of people like VR games, but they don't like spending the $700, $1,500 you need for a rig, you know, PC game, etc. Or, you know, the $700 to get a PlayStation 4 and a PSVR. What if virtual reality games started offering non-virtual reality options, effectively making VR games traditional games? Do you think that would work?
So you mean like R?
Elaborate.
Just R?
No, just V.
No, it's not reality. Right, it's still a virtual reality, but instead of being a three-dimensional virtual reality that you can put yourself into, it's a 2D representation of a 3D world.
What if I just bought a house?
Yes.
Or a building?
Yes.
And filled it with mugs.
We can move on. We can
eggs
move on to the next.
And bacon and
yes.
stuff like that. And recreated a physical version of like the cafe in that one game.
Job Simulator?
Yeah, yeah, that one. And you could just pick shit up and throw it around. It's just an R game.
Just a reality game.
Right.
Drop the V.
I mean, or you could do what you're supposed to in that game, which who does that? Really?
I mean, I think your shit would start to smell real bad. A lot of...
You clean it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a warehouse. You
True.
Can just hose it down. Hit the fire alarm.
Warehouse.
Okay, so...
Warehouse. Well, that's harder.
This news story went from the game Rec Room is going to have a non-VR mode, which brings up a lot of questions, to now me fantasizing, but all the food items that I could... We're talking Scrooge McDuck fucking giant vault. I'm mm-hmm. jumping into these donuts. I'm jumping into these delicious
Well,
items.
It's not a vault, because...
It's a warehouse. It has four, if it has right. four walls and it's big enough it can hold things, it's a vault. Well, no, it's not a vault, but it's something
you'd
you dive
into. You'd
have
to make roof access to dive into donuts.
I'm not...
That's not true.
Oh, my God. We're talking about donuts later, and it's going to be a good time to talk about donuts. But I just wanted to... Let's just talk about this real quick. Rec Room is launching... If you don't know, Rec Room is the PC and PlayStation 4 VR game. It's free. I have no clue how these devs make money. All the updates are free. They don't sell any cosmetics. It's free to play. You don't even need PSN or anything. But it's VR experience where you can, you know, play paintball, you can play soccer, you can do a bunch of stuff, and they're always updating it.
I hear they get a dollar for every kid under 10 that says something about your mom.
I feel like that would be a way to get money on that game.
Millionaires.
Specifically kids under 13 yelling Genius. About your mother in the gymnasium. But here's the thing. People want to play it, but they don't have VR. Now, that's okay. I really don't see any issue with people playing non-VR games in a traditional on a control, as long as it works. The question that comes up for me is in competitive games, like you have, what's the game? Flashpoint? Firepoint? Something shooting. Think of any shooting game in VR or any
like
competitive game. The first shooting game?
The fruit shooting game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that. But think competitive. Do you think that people in VR are going to have the advantage? Or people with the mouse and keyboard? I know it's going to be
it
the
depends.
Mouse and keyboard, but with people in VR, you can duck.
If we're talking like you versus me, I'm a VR, you're on RR.
Yeah. Normal controls.
Regular reality. I would beat you so bad.
Now, what if it was the other way around?
If it was the other way around, forget about it.
You'd still beat me?
Yeah.
So bad? Tyler?
So bad. I'm live. I'm limber.
I mean, unless...
Who am I kidding?
What are we talking about?
VR.
RR.
No, I got nothing.
Tyler doesn't want to... Okay, I guess the whole point of this, the question was, is that should they let people who...
Tyler's brain's trying to grasp the concept of multiple realities.
Super so Multiverse Podcast, Episode 1. Today on the show, we're talking about BioShock Infinite. What is in all those lighthouses? Alright, yeah, so... That specifically, I just think that's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole novelty of VR games is that you can be immersed. But when you have these competitive games, people want to play them, whether or not it's in virtual reality. So I was wondering if you guys thought it would be a competitive edge one way or the other. But now that I'm thinking about it, it's not like... I mean, there's a few VR games that are touching on, like, going into esports and stuff like that. But I think it's more of, like, a casual kind of community when it comes down to these competitive games. So maybe it's not that big of a deal. Would you, I guess a better question here is, would you guys play a VR game you found interesting not in VR? Or would you wait until you could play it in VR? Say, I don't know, say you're perfect. Say fucking Kevin, Castlevania Symphony of the Night VR comes out. But it's because it's a first-person Castlevania game, and you really want to play it, but you don't have VR. Would you play it with a normal controller, first-person Castlevania, or would you wait until you could be in the castle? That's the question this poses.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd care either way.
Really?
Yeah, no, I mean...
Do you know how to play first-person Castlevania?
If it was designed to be VR, I would probably want to play it VR. But then again, I have played Super Hot both VR and not VR, and it holds up.
Perfect example. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be specific to game, but it always just kind of struck me, like, VR, the whole point is that it's in virtual reality. So stripping that away, it's kind of interesting.
I feel like you should be able to join, if you wanted to have it as a competitive game like that. You should have not VR only competitive, mm-hmm. console only competitive.
Kind of what they do with Fortnite.
Or in the third option where it combines both, and if like you think you can take on the people with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, go like for me. It.
With your VR headset, then go for it.
I can.
I guess essentially in one sentence.
That's a lot of money though.
Just do what Fortnite does.
Yeah, do what Fortnite does.
Yeah, nothing.
No, Fortnite, you can stop. If you don't want to play with PlayStation people, if you can, like, say on PlayStation 4, I don't want to play with PC people. I don't want to play with Switch people. I don't play with
dirty PC users.
Yeah, you can, like, isolate yourself. So, yeah, I guess just do that. But we'll see more about non-VR.
As I don't want to get a virus on my PlayStation.
I guess I'll probably play Record. I think it was in beta.
But you're saying Microsoft is dirty?
I'll try the Rec Room. Okay, this is something we're waiting for Tyler. You guys already know all this stuff, but we're gonna gush here for a little bit. There was a day when Nintendo was like, "Yo, we're gonna talk about Super Smash Brothers on this Nintendo Direct," and we didn't talk about it because we wanted that hype boy Tyler in day house. Corey's in the house for the Nintendo DS. Oh, let's take it away. Smash Bros. Direct. I was doing the wax on, wax off, Mr. Miyagi bullshit there with my hands. Tyler, out of all the characters that were announced, which one are you most excited for?
Simon Belmont.
Okay. Kevin, which one are you most excited for? The motherfucker. I wrote a whole article about Waluigi not being in this. It was a satire article.
Waluigi.
I'm going to hold you to this. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting you go to the airport if you don't answer the question. Okay. That's a quote from the newsroom. Oh, okay. Who's the new character that you're most excited for? We have Simon, Belmont, Richter.
New characters?
Yeah.
King K. Rool.
King K. Rool.
He looks awesome. Yeah. I'm happy about that.
He can throw his crown thing.
There's another DVD.
Yeah, like he can in Donkey Kong Country.
It's like they're taking the moves from the games they're from.
What are the other new ones?
You got both the Castlevania boys. Then you have Dark Samus. Mm-hmm. Then you have King K. Krom. Rool.
Dark Samus is Krom. Just like regular Samus.
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
It's a... what are they calling him?
Omega.
The beta characters? Or the...
I know what you're talking about.
Shadow characters?
Yeah, whatever.
Mirror characters, something like that. Basically, you know how Marth and Roy are the same character, but they look a little bit different?
And Lucina and Ike and all of them?
Now they're actually like, hey, these are called a certain thing. I think they're called shadow characters or something.
You know what we're talking about, first of all. Oh, no.
A new challenger shoots his way through everybody. No, but
good thing he's an assist trophy. So
I think Dark Samus is a shadow character of like normal Samus. So we got... But they have different. They have like one different move and different animations and stuff.
So who are the new ones?
That's a Krom.
Yeah,
Dark Samus.
Yeah,
Simon and Richter.
Right.
K. Rool.
Yep.
There's one other, isn't there? I feel like it's another Fire Emblem character that I can't remember that I don't care about.
Betty.
Fire Emblem number three.
I stand by my decision. King K. Rool.
King K. Rool, and we got, you said Simon Belmont?
Simon Belmont.
See,
easily.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Simon. I'm pretty sure I'm just going to play Toon Link all the time, though. Also,
Pichu.
What, really? Pichu, oh, I thought Pichu time. Was like the new announcement.
No, he's not new. He's in there.
Just go to my Facebook. I just spammed everything.
Give me a minute.
While Tyler looks at that. There was a lot of stuff they talked about in the Smash Bros. Direct. A lot of it is modes of play, stuff like that. Some really cool stuff. You can have 8 players again. The thing I thought was really cool, and I think Tyler, you're gonna love it the most, baby, mm-hmm. is that whole, like, hey, we just took, like, 128 hours of music and put it on this thing.
Look, I've already, if I haven't said it before, I've said it to my friends, and I'm gonna say it on the show.
I'm his friend.
I am so excited to turn my Switch into an MP3 player and just listen to Smash Bros. Music all day.
Tyler's gonna wear one of those old, like an old school hoodie, not a zip up, with the big pocket in the front, just so he can stuff his Switch.
He's gonna be having a ghetto blaster.
You know, those people were super cool.
No,
with the thing in their pocket. Yeah,
what a Discman? Listening
to music. Yeah, Walkman.
I had one of those.
Discman.
I think we all had Sony Walkman. What they're
called. I had the blue one.
I lost my train of thought. Kevin. I mean, you know about this the music thing, yeah?
No.
Okay, so this is what's really cool. They have
Echo Fighters.
Echo Fighters. Jesus Christ! We jumped all around. It should just be called mirror characters.
It should just be called they're different colors.
But they're different.
One move. Okay. Yeah. So the music thing. Sorry, I'm just trying to bust through this. We're already like 15 minutes. Yeah, the music thing is that they basically took like every song from like every franchise they're featuring, which is a bajillion because it's Smash Bros. And then you can just listen to them in a set list. And you can just, you know, I mean, you're going to have to carry around your Switch, maybe not with the Joy-Cons in, but I don't know how you'd control it. But you basically have like over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of music. Directly from here's the Fire Emblem OST for no reason.
I gotta admit, I'm really proud to know the only person who's gonna listen to all that music.
I think you're wrong though, because I've heard many people saying that they just want to buy this just because it's a massive library of Nintendo music. In fact, as long as this Facebook article I saw yesterday when I just woke up was right. I believe Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is the best-selling game of 2018 on Amazon, and it's not even out yet.
Wow.
So what does that say about the hype for this game? Well, we'll find out more in December.
I mean, ooh. Why not just make an OST?
I feel like at that point, that it's so much music.
Yeah.
That's the thing, it's a lot of music, and you know none of it's going to fit on the SD card. Super Smash Bros. Direct.
Get an old iPod and put it all on there.
They just ship every Super Smash Bros. Ultimate comes with a shitty iPod
Nano. 40-gig iPod.
It's like cracked on the side of the screen, and you have to call Apple support.
You still got to rotate the little thing in the middle to get the, yeah, there you
that's
go,
not
move
good
the cursor.
Shit.
You know, all right, that's right.
Let's move on one thing. I'm going to say this headline, and then I just want Tyler to say like one or two sentences, or just some audible reaction is kind of all I wanted to get out of him. Bloodstained. Got pushed back to next year once again, and the PlayStation Vita version is canceled.
Just remember, y'all.
I said I wanted Tyler to make two.
He made a noise.
That was my first statement.
All right.
Okay, no, Kevin, you go. He did.
I'm just saying. Remember, you can't unrelease a game that was released too early.
True story.
I appreciate that sentiment now more than ever.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Mighty Number 9.
Okay, looking at you, Dead Cells. Fire. We'll talk in a minute. But also,
they did a great job. I don't like. That's the opposite of what I said.
No, that's what I mean. Like, as in, it's a good keep
great
it in the hopper.
Job, Motion Twin.
Dead Cells was an early access game, and it was if they would have released early,
it was good in early access, but it got better before release.
I played 40 hours of an early access game,
guys. We're gonna talk about Dead Cells in a second.
Before we move away from that, did you hear about the announcement they made today about Switch? Starter pack games?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty neat.
So
that's like hot off the presses.
So hold real quick. Let's finish this news segment.
Oh, I didn't know if it was on there. My bad.
No. I mean, well, I haven't added it. But, okay. Tyler, what do you think about Bloodstained? It's just...
So I'm glad that they're going to fix it to be real good. Because the beta was not that great.
Okay.
If I'm being honest... It was clunky as hell.
I have not played the newest one, the one that's supposed to be kind of a spiritual successor to Symphony of the Night. I did play Curse of the Moon, which was fantastic.
That was designed to be
good.
Old Castlevania stop and go. Like, it's got that feel.
Kevin's freaking out. Before he freaks out into the microphone about what he's freaking out about, the Vita version, Tyler, did you want it? Did you have it?
So initially, yes. I wanted that, and I wanted the Xbox version. So I got rid of my Xbox version.
Trade for PC?
For PC, and I got rid of my Vita version for Switch. So
nice,
I'm straight up portable and Master Race.
He's got all three. Kevin, you look like you're going to burst a blood vessel.
I'm going to bust a nut over here.
You're going to bust a nut, and then a blood vessel, and then the aneurysm will come.
Right,
what's
I'm just
going on?
I'm going to rapid fire these games at you, because a bunch of indie games are coming to Switch, and I'm just losing it over here, because... one of my oldest favorite games and one of my newest favorite games are in that list.
All right, what you have to do is
what they are.
You're going to have to crisply say them one at a time.
Ready?
With like a breath in between so everyone catches them. Ready?
Hyper Light Drifter.
Fuck.
Yes. Towerfall. Treasure Stack, Zarvat, Mineko's Night Market. Ooh, that's a
that looks cool.
Samurai Gun 2.
That's from Double Fine.
Bullet Age, The World Next Door, Level Head, King of the Hat, Untitled Goose Game, and Desert Child, Wasteland 2, Bastion,
yes,
The Messenger, Undertale,
nice.
Jackbox Party Pack 5,
nice.
Transistor,
yes,
Dragon Marked for Death, Light Fingers, Super Brothers, and last but not least, out today, Into the Breach.
Ooh, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Into the
I know what I'm doing
fucking
tonight.
Breach.
Let's get this thing over with so I can go play.
Tyler, do you remember what Into the Breach is?
No.
Into the Breach will be on our most unique category for Game of the Year. It is the grid-based where you go back and forth in time, and it's like a scenario. You got mechs and stuff. Kevin talked about it, highly praised. Everybody I've heard talk about it, highly praised. It was on the PC, but strategy game. Think like small, very small scale.
Eight,
yeah. Fire Emblem.
You're trying to save
shit.
A city. You're in a mech. Bugs come out of the ground.
You would like it.
It's oh god.
Check out the gameplay. But I think this is a game that Tyler
this
would like.
Familiar.
Oh. We talked about it, but it was earlier in the year. I believe it came out for PC, right, Kevin?
It was out for PC. Yeah.
I think I've seen it in Steam.
Okay.
It is on Steam.
So with that cancellation, sorry, we're gonna flip it around and go straight into announcements. Kevin with the hot indie announcements. Me with the hot retro announcements. Do you guys get mad ever?
Yeah.
No.
I would say that.
No.
Sometimes I'm just straight full of rage.
Now, when you have said rage, Tyler, since Kevin is, you know, he's so fucking nice, he never gets angry. He's just, I almost couldn't say it. I was straight faced.
Couldn't do it.
I'm
sorry.
Angry.
Streets.
I take it to the streets.
You go
that's
on the
absolutely
streets.
Absolutely what I do.
Do you use high kicks and kick like people in the face to alleviate your stress?
Well, I mean, I'm not real good at fighting. But I do those high kicks and punches. I know the karate katas,
well,
and I
good,
do them down the street.
Good news for you, Tyler. You no longer have to put yourself in any bodily danger by fighting these young ruffians on the street. You can now take it into the modern age with Streets of Rage 4, the most weird and out-of-nowhere game announcement of August 2018.
Check the date.
This year has been so weird for all these like crazy old like Battletoads. You're like, Cyberpunk.
We
we'll
got
talk about
Battletoads.
That.
All right, on to the next thing.
I'm just saying, if this was like 3 years ago and they were like Streets of Rage 4, I would have shit and probably not survived it. Now I'm like, well, let's just go on this ride. But yeah, Streets of Tyler. Sorry. They flip sides on me, so I almost refer to Tyler as Kevin. The point is,
awesome.
Streets of Rage
Tenet
4,
and
Tenet and Kyler.
The worst.
That's when we like go super into the internet, and then all of a sudden our files get corrupted, but we come out as Game Supercast.
6 Game Supercast 4.
There's fucking aliens out in Mars.
What?
They're listening to us, but they get the transmission all scrambled. Let me finish the joke, man.
Oh, okay.
Streets of Rage 4 is a real thing, though. That wasn't a joke. No no announcement.
There's only 2 characters.
Yeah, what's his
Axel
face
and Blaze.
What's her face?
Axel Rose.
Axel Stone.
Axel Blaze, who now...
Axel Stone.
Axel, he now has the beard. That is the guy with the blonde hair. And
right,
then Blaze.
He went all cap.
Blaze, who's the chick who can do the high kicks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But what about Blades?
Yeah,
what
the kid,
about Wheels?
The little kid
Wheels.
With the...
Wheels was the kid from the BK Kids in the wheelchair.
Hell
no.
Yeah. No,
yes,
that
was
the kid from Backyard Baseball.
No, we went
no, that was
this.
That's Kenny Kawaguchi.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'm turning on the gain.
We need a
We're all yelling.
Checker. We need a fact checker.
We need a producer.
I'm on this.
Okay, no.
What are the
No, we already did this.
What are the Fry Kids called?
Calm down. Calm.
That was McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys, here, all right, you guys just chill, get in your giggles, and I'm going to do some content here real quick, because this is some shit. It's not some shit, it's actually pretty cool. All access Xbox.
This is dope.
Yeah, it's dope, it's hard as hell to say, and whoever did the marketing is a piece of shit. All ass.
Take that.
All ass.
It's, dude, okay, here's what we're going to do. Tyler, say all access Xbox 3 times fast, go.
All access Xbox, all access Xbox, all
we're
access
we're ending it, we're ending
what about,
the segment.
What about?
We're ending the segment because Kyler just showed me that I'm tongue-tied.
Kyler, yes!
Xbox All Access. Why not that?
That would have been better, actually.
Yeah. You're right, I'm sorry.
Hire me.
All Access. Is Wheels the kid from Burger King?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not wrong. Do you think I got this way by not knowing the kids from Burger King?
Okay.
Look at
Wheels
me.
Burger King.
Save image. Yeah, yeah. Hold on, guys. We're doing a little production here. You guys get the behind the scenes. Save image. You know, hold over the image.
This is that premium content you paid for.
And then you hit download image or share, and you send that to me, and then it's going to be on the Instagram. At SuperGameCast64. You can see this young boy in this wheelchair. He's got tools for fixing. He's got tools for fixing. All access Xbox. So what this is, while you share that, thank you so much. You'll be at SuperGameCast64 on Instagram. You will enjoy our content. All access Xbox is... It's a Microsoft taking a note out of Apple's book. You know how you go to the Apple store and you're like, hey, I want this iPhone X. And like, that will be $1,400 and your first newborn. And you're like, okay, where do I sign? And then you pay for it over the course of some time. You know, like a leased car or some shit. So Microsoft is like, how about that, but with Xbox and Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live for 2 years?
Okay, wait.
Yes.
With Xbox Live and Xbox Game Pass, that's $20.
Here's what it is. If you want an Xbox One S, 2 years of Game Pass, which is $240,
yeah,
and 2 years of Xbox Live, which is $120,
yeah,
it'll be $22 per month over the course of 24 months.
You're telling me I get an Xbox?
Yeah, yeah. You're purchasing the Xbox. It's like Rent-A-Center, but they don't screw you over as hard.
I'm not seeing how they screw you over at all, because it's $22, yeah, and you get that stuff on top of it, so you're telling me I get it for $2 a month?
It's $35 for a One X.
No.
$15 a month. Because you get gold. That's actually $5.
You get gold, you get Games Pass, you get the Xbox.
The point being that Games Pass and gold are really good for people who don't have an Xbox yet. If you haven't jumped in, this is a great time to do it. Whether or not the whole pay monthly thing is a smart thing.
Well, you get it after 2 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I don't know if that's maybe the best idea for people to pick up bills and shit monthly.
How much is a month of Game Pass?
$10.
Okay. How much is a month of gold?
Okay, this is going to be hard math to do, but at $60,
it's $5 a month.
Yeah.
So there you go. So it's $15.
Mm-hmm.
It's $35 a month, right?
For an 1X.
For an X. An X. 36, that's... I believe, actually.
All right, so we'll call it 21.
Yeah.
24 months.
Live math.
$504.
Holy shit. That's a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money.
Compared to if you bought everything piecemeal.
Yeah, if you bought it. Yep.
If you're not following on that.
They want to get Xboxes in every house.
They're going to.
And this is a good way to do it. If you're not one of those people who wants to go out and buy all the stuff at once and drop $700 in one bill.
Oh, dude, I would do this in a heartbeat.
This is a good way to do it. You're going to have to pay over 2 years, and chances are by the time that 2 years is up, the new Xboxes might kind of already be out.
And you might be dead, so what are they going to do?
True story,
take your money
dude.
When you're dead? They can't do that.
But All Access Xbox will be launching.
World's ending. You didn't know?
Yeah, dude, it's basically in the world. The world ends with you, actually. All Access Xbox will be starting sometime soon. No official release date, at least that I saw. I'm sure we'll hear about it as we go into the winter. Yes, Kevin?
I there's some dust on the base of the mic, and I was about to wipe it off, and then I realized it would be a dumb idea.
Yeah, that would be... It's okay.
It sounds like this.
It's going to be covered up with me groaning.
And me saying don't.
Okay, that noise you just heard, that was the sound that I was making for 45 minutes straight as I watched the Cyberpunk 2077 gameplay. Kevin, did you watch this?
No.
Tyler, did you watch this?
No.
Here's the thing, guys, is that I can't really, even though I've watched it, I can't tell you what I saw.
Okay.
Because you need to watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Even if you only watch 10 minutes here and there.
Is it crazy good? It's crazy awesome.
It is. You guys know the old Shadowrun games for Sega? Or not Sega, but...
Not really.
No.
Okay. Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if it was on the Roll20 system.
Okay.
What? And was made by the people who made Witcher. And look, they go over
I'm
so much...
Transistor.
They go over Same. So much shit in this 45 minutes because it's a first-person game.
Or Divinity 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea that you can do different things to solve quests and you go about your own exploration. The game looks really good, but there's a lot of stuff. There's 45 minutes of gameplay, and it's not just like somebody playing when you watch. They're explaining systems to you, how things work. There's a narrator going over all of it. The best comparison is that Red Dead 2 trailer that came out. Where there was that lady's like, when you're out in the Wild West, you have to shoot a horse to eat if you survive, or some shit. It's the same idea. In the Cyberpunk trailer, there's a guy like...
You gotta shoot a robot to eat?
In Cyberpunk, you're gonna have to shoot a robot to eat. Exactly. I'm glad you... Yeah.
I only have one question. Is it gonna be out before 2077?
Hopefully 2019.
Okay.
If I had to put a mark, 2019, holiday 2019,
4 years ago, I was hoping that Bloodstained would be out. And I'd be bored with it.
I was listening to our game of the year as we come off of this news segment. I was listening to our game of the year from last year, and we did at the end. We were talking about what games we were so excited for, and I was like, I hope that Crackdown 3 is gonna be. No, I was like, I'm Crackdown 3. I hope this is the year for Crackdown 3. And then there was like a pause, and I think it was you said like, yeah, if it comes out, fucking stop saying those.
I called it here. You heard it here first.
There's games that have been pushed back, but there's new games coming out. To that point of Cyberpunk's release date, I'm pretty sure that Cyberpunk will be coming out next year, because from what I've heard, they have the game done from start to finish. They're just fleshing stuff out and trying to really work on the systems.
Yeah, but are there Polish books about it?
Dude, they gave them a lot of money. Remember that?
What?
The Polish government gave The Witcher dev team, CD Projekt Red, like a shit ton of money.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because the Polish government was like, you are a Polish game developer, and you make a lot of money, and we want to capitalize on your, not capitalize, but we want to help you innovate. So they gave them a grant worth a lot of money to check out.
That's because The Witcher is like it's like one of their national treasures over there.
The de facto.
Right.
So this episode was going to be the most anticipated games of 2018. And then this episode quickly became a lot of news and then a lot of games, like most of our stuff becomes. But I don't want to skip over the idea of anticipation. So what we're going to do here is each of us are going to just spout out three of our most anticipated games of the year. What you guys can do is you can kind of look at this calendar that I have in front of me.
Don't need it.
I can't read that.
I will start. We got coming up this month, we have quite a few that I'm really excited for, but the one I'm most excited for in September, I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to say it's between Spider-Man and Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Well, fuck it. Rules are semantics. Spider-Man, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, that's in it for me. And I'm pretty sure I can say for both Kevin and me, Destiny 2 Forsaken, baby. Oh,
yeah, boy. That's only a week away.
That comes out very, very, very soon. October's going to get crazy. Forza Horizon 4 is one of my biggest ones. I can't wait for that. Red Dead Redemption 2. And then, obviously, as we move into November and December, the things I'm most excited for in November are, honestly, Spyro and Fallout. But there's a bunch of other stuff coming out, too. I said I was going to do 3, but I think that was 5. Guys,
at least 7.
I think you named all the ones I care about.
Ooh, there's some in the middle that I left out.
You know, to that point, I want to be excited for Fallout. I think I'm gonna resist being excited about it until like a week before, and then I'm just gonna lose my head.
That's probably the best way to go. I watched 15 minutes of gameplay. It was some like compilation of it. And now that I've seen how like the perk system works and stuff, I feel like this game will be pretty good. Fallout 76, that is. But like you, I am tempering my expectations, so I'm not disappointed. But there's a lot of PC games and stuff, too. Indie games that I can't think of. Yeah, that's one. Fist of the North Star Lost Paradise.
I got one you didn't mention.
Yes.
It is My Hero Academia One's Justice.
Ooh, is that a fighting?
It is a fighter that I'm looking forward to so much.
All I know is that My Hero Academia has blown up because my Facebook feed is nothing but My Hero Academia memes as of late.
Hell yeah, dude.
Did they just end a season?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's just, I have anime friends, I guess.
Yeah, I want your Facebook feed.
Mm.
Boku no Naruto Academia.
Boku no Naruto Firestorm 4. Tyler, Bloodstained was one this year, and then it got pushed back. What are you, I know you're not a huge Forsaken fan. You into the Spider-Man?
Nope.
He does whatever a spider can, and if you catch him quick as fast as Flan, then nope.
Here goes the Spider-Man.
Oh, I forgot the lyrics there, man.
I didn't realize that the writer of the Spider-Man song was from Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the Spider-Man.
Let me sneak by you and grab that ranch. Kevin with the...
You want mine?
Yes. Yeah. I no, Tyler, we bring you on this show just for your good looks. Yes.
In no specific order. Well, why am I on a podcast,
Ben? That's the fucking...
Because you got a face for radio.
Got me.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to fucking lower that. Or, yeah, what are your 3 or 4 or 5 or anywhere? It's your show, baby. Take it away.
Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Bros. That's what I left off specifically for both of you.
Tetris Effect.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that.
Mega Man 11.
Yes. Okay. I feel like there's also another rhythm game that's coming out that I forgot about really hard.
Persona?
Dude, Dancing All Night, right?
Yeah.
Persona 5 Dancing All Night.
Night Dancing, Persona.
Fuck, we had that argument.
The M-rated version.
Yeah, sexy. Futaba. What's her name? Futaba? I've never played.
I think you just said a swear.
Futaba?
No, the other one.
Futaba?
If it is, what I was referring to was the Persona 5 waifu that has.
I still haven't met her in P5. I'm a bad P5 person.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I wish they'd come out with another Oddworld game.
Oh, Oddworld Stranger's Wrath of all games just appeared on the phone though.
I heard that was a good one, but I haven't
it's
played.
A first person shooter that's
like a weird one.
It's really good.
There were two that were released on Steam. Like they've been on Steam for a while, but there were two that were released for free on Steam. So just go grab them.
Dude, well, there's the Oddworld. There's the Oddworld like Abe's Odyssey and those side scrolling ones make sense. But when I was like Stranger's Wrath, the Xbox game that I loved, that was a first person shooter on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't have an iPhone, but it was pretty crazy. I took away my agenda here. Yeah. There's a lot of games coming up.
Oh, boy. We're doing good.
At the end of each episode, we always talk about the games coming up. But at this point, there's just so many things. It's every week. Every week, we're going to be playing so much stuff. But yeah, damn, Tyler. I guess my list was a little bit vanilla there. Spider-Man, Red Dead. And then you're over here like, hey, you forgot about Tetris Effect, Matt. I was like, no! You don't even love Mega Man, you piece of shit.
Forgot about my boy.
Most anticipated games of 2018. Now, most anticipated games of 2020. I'll start Far Cry 7.
Darksiders 3.
Dude.
Barbara Walters 60-minute simulator.
Donut County 2.
You said 2020.
Featuring Barbara Streisand.
True.
Yeah, featuring Barbara Streisand. She's a downloadable
character. We're giving a copy of Dead Cells away. Can you guys feel the energy? I just want to say, before we started this, Tyler was like, I'm going to sit on the left this time. Kevin's like, I'm going to sit on the right. I'm like, guys, it's going to mess up the energy of my show.
This is a secret cheat code.
Yeah, to screw up my brain and make this episode trash.
Left, right, right, left.
We are not responsible for your brain being screwed up, dog.
Now that you've dealt with us for 37 minutes... Already
dealt with us. Come on, we're a pleasure.
Yeah, at least and a I business. Dead Cells, guys. You like Dead Cells, right?
I love Dead Cells.
Well, we're gonna give away a copy of it, and we're gonna announce who that is after we talk about how I just beat that shit, baby.
After you listen to us talk about our pledge drive. So basically,
we lost our heads, and now we need a new body, and we need mutagens to survive and kill the king and the
Oh, hey, I just started Witcher 3. How about that?
Oh my fucking god!
That's kind of a.
Did you really?
I really did.
Why'd you drop that now?
Huh?
Why'd you drop that now?
Hey, we're talking about cyber
mutagens.
Yeah, we're about to give away.
No. We're talking about Dead Cells. But okay, fuck Dead Cells for a second. Witcher 3 is the best RPG since Skyrim. It might be better than Skyrim.
So oh, I'm not having fun with it.
Oh, get out of the orchard.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the orchard is the beginning. And then as soon as you find...
Yennefer.
I
met Yennefer.
Yeah.
Damn.
You have to get out of the white orchard.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I tried. She said no.
You'll get there. Once you find Gwent, then...
I found Gwent.
Yes.
It was a good time.
Now you go to...
Play cards?
Yeah. Now, the achievement that I'm most proud of in Witcher is getting all the Gwent cards, which means you have to go to every barkeeper and every unique character...
I'm going
to
say it.
...and beat them in Gwent. Yes.
I'm going to say it.
Do it. Say it.
Gwent's better than Blitzball.
Oh! You're the only one who really goes for Blitzball, though.
Damn, no.
Dude, Blitzball is awesome.
He's not the only one.
Blitzball is awesome, but Gwent right is better.
Objectively...
I don't believe you. Blitzball is a good-ass game.
Play Gwent?
Play cards?
Dead Cells, guys. All right, back to it. I feel like we're talking over each other. It's such a rambunctious episode here at the Super Gamecast 64 Studios. Hey.
What happens when you lose your head?
You just get another one. You something comes down and it sucks out your brain and then you become a dead cell. We talked about Dead Cells, I think, last time, but we held off a little bit. We told the audience what it is. It's a roguelike kind of Castlevania. You run through. As you find things, you get blueprints and you get cells.
Yep.
That are kind of like Dark Souls. If you die, you lose all your cells. You can cash them in to get new things or new weapon and gear. Yeah. But now that the game's been out, I wanted to hear everybody's kit. Because the thing that's cool about this game is you can use shields to protect yourself. Or, like me, you cannot pick up a shield the entire game.
Oh, the shields are so good.
Yeah, I've never used one. Ever. Even when they're legendaries. Because, in my opinion, defense is bad. And offense, I'd rather
I'm usually all offense.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yep.
That's all I do.
It's a problem.
So
DPS race.
So the shield thing, but that's what I'm saying. A game that lets you just ignore completely a whole category of weapons while still being viable is a game where at least you know you have flexibility. I wanted to bring this up because I was always stuck as I was playing Dead Cells. It took me 64 different runs to beat the game. I was always stuck on this best kit. You know, you get two equipment items and two weapons, if you will, and you kind of find what you like and what feels good and what you think will win. And I ended up beating the last boss with a kit that I never used that was actually the opposite of what I considered to be the best. So I was curious to hear what you guys use for your go-to weapons. I will start. No, Tyler looks like he wants to start. You want to start, babe?
Just skip you?
Nah.
Kevin, well, the thing with Kevin...
I've literally beaten the first boss.
Oh, okay.
Kevin has beaten the concierge, and I don't think you... At that point, you probably haven't unlocked as much stuff. But do you have any favorite weapons that you like? There's quite a few when you start.
You strike me as a person who likes the electric whip.
I enjoy the balance blade.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the assassin's blade as well.
Yeah, the high crits. I like that shit for getting a lot of ads and stuff.
Nutcracker's fun.
Yes.
I like that.
I didn't use the Nutcracker a lot.
I don't like that big sword, though.
No? I like the broadsword.
The great sword, or the broadsword, the great sword?
I don't like it.
I liked it until you get to, like, the third or fourth TY. The third or fourth level.
Love those shields. Love being able to knock those grenades back.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Absolutely.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
So, later on, there's something...
Parry.
Duh. There's an assault shield you can get, which lets you dash forward. So, you know those guys... Have you gotten to the sewer?
I've never done a parry in Dead Cells. Yeah. I'm just now remembering.
The shield guys.
No, not the shield guys in the sewer. There are the bugs in the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the chomp? The larva guys? Yeah, the chomp?
Yes. They turn to eggs that blow.
They drop, yeah, six. Those are bombs.
Yeah.
If you parry those, they go flying.
Holy shit.
So if you assault shield through them, it sends six bombs just forward in a cloud.
Oh, that's great.
And they explode whatever enemy they touch. Assault shield is probably my favorite shield in the game right now.
What I always do is I like to get the bear claw thing that traps your guys by the feet,
so
they can't move.
That's a good one.
And then I usually get either the double crossbow on Matic, because mm-hmm. you just throw that down, they're locked into place, and then they get shot at. But what I really like, I think after I unlocked it, it was a mutation you get, sadism. What
yes.
it does is extra damage on characters who are burning, who are bleeding, or who are poisoned. Now, if you have what is called the blood sword, which causes enemies to bleed, and let's say maybe you get a legendary version of it. Essentially, it's just like, okay, now your sword does 5 bajillion damage.
Mm-hmm.
And that stacked with other elemental stuff like critical attacks. It's a lot of damage. So long story short, I like the blood sword. I like the equipment stuff.
You like status effects.
Yes. What I ended up beating the game with was a heavy crossbow, which I... It was legendary, but I used maybe once before that.
Solid.
Shoots out like 7 bolts in a big arc.
Mm-hmm.
And bombs. Grenades. Because when it comes down to Dead Cells, you kind of have to choose if you want to do grenades or equipment. Because they don't let you like cool... I don't know how to explain this.
You either cool down grenades with the one specific mutation
yeah.
or you cool down every other usable item, your triggers.
And you only have 3 of those that you're allowed to pick up, so you kind of want
mutations.
Yes, you kind of want to do only one. I feel like this game is very confusing to explain.
It is hard to understand without playing it, yes.
The reason why it's so good is because it introduces you to all of this so, I don't want to say slowly, but at such a great pace. Yeah, and every time you feel like you're just the bittest bored, they're like, here's a new enemy. Here's a new area you can find. Here's a new upgrade that now allows you to go back through and find secrets. Here's a new weapon to try. You always feel like you're... In all of those 64 playthroughs, not once was I like, oh, this is just grinding. You know? I maybe had one or two cheap deaths. But beyond that, this game is fantastic. I said many times... This game will get Game of the Year talks from Tyler. This
Easily.
Game is now going to get Game of the Year talks from me. We'll talk about it.
I'm happy to hear that.
And Kevin, I feel like, Kevin, this is a game that you should put more time into.
Oh, yeah.
Because I banged my head against this game for the first...
I mean, I played probably 20 or 30 hours of it on PC.
Yeah.
And I still didn't beat the first boss until it got to Switch. Yeah.
Oh,
you got poor thing. It's like I said. There's specific things, like the whole reason I used the wolf trap in the beginning, the thing that traps him, is that first boss, he'll do this giant move where he jumps across the stage.
Sure, you can dodge it, but if he does it while he's in the bear trap,
he can't. He'll just get stuck
hangs there.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Dead Cells is a good time. It's on a lot of stuff. It's on Switch. It's on PlayStation 4. It's on Xbox. It's on PC. It's on anywhere you want to get it except for your calculator, guys, and you should. And we gave away a free copy, and we're going to be doing more giveaways. I think this was a good giveaway. Yeah? You guys agree?
I think so, yeah.
I think Facebook limits us. So going into the future, we might do some Twitter stuff, some Instagram stuff. So that being said, be sure to follow all of those things for free games. At the end of the show, we'll give out all of our social media as normal. But moving forward with these giveaways, we'll put them on Facebook, but it might be a retweet on Twitter thing or, you know, share with us on Instagram. Who knows? We're just trying to test out the different markets. Thanks again to everybody. I want to specifically thank Kevin. Not Kevin on the show right here next to me, but the Kevin at home. You know who you are, babe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. You did so good. You were sharing that shit so fast. Shouts out to Mike. Shouts out to Blake. Shouts out to Sabrina. Shouts out to everybody who shared. Shouts out to Sounds Nerdy Group. I think a few of you guys shared. The winner, Tyler, since you're the one who's always tapping on the table, I want you to give me a drum roll.
That's definitely restrained for you.
And the winner of the Dead Cells giveaway on Super Gamecast 64, episode 110, is Blake O'Toole. Hey! Blake, thanks so much for giving that big share and that big like on that big post about Dead Cells. Now, I know Blake, and Blake usually likes slower games, like a little more chill games. Like he likes to play simulator games, like Railroad Simulator and shit. I'm wondering if he'll like Dead Cells. I feel like he probably won't, but we'll find out. We'll definitely find out. He shared it. He won it. Hell yeah. Thanks once again to Tyler. What's the developer of this game?
Motion Twin.
For letting us give away this game. I called them Twin Motion far too many times for me to screw that up. So Motion Twin, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who entered. We'll be doing more giveaways from here. This was a good first, like, real giveaway. I think we got quite a few engagers. Dead Cells, though. Fantastic game. You'll hear about more at the end of the year. We're at 47 minutes, and with the list of stuff we have here, let's just do this one real quick. Brawl out.
Good lord.
Tyler really doesn't like this game. I kind of like it. And Kevin...
Didn't play it.
Really, you fuck? It's goddamn it, Tyler. Shit.
Yes, blame Tyler.
Yes.
This is why he was like, no, let's switch spots, Matt. So when you inevitably yell at me about Brawl Out. Okay, so Tyler and me played some of this. It's Tyler likes... Tyler, what do you call it?
Super Trash Brothers.
I really hope the PR people aren't listening to this shit. It's an okay time.
It's fine.
Here's the thing.
I guess.
Brawl Out is cool because they bring in a lot of fun indie characters, and the thing
what
I like
do you mean a lot. There's three.
They're gonna have the Dead Cells guy. They have Ukulele. They have Guacamelee Man.
And they have the Drifter.
And those are three good ones.
Those are three good characters. Yes.
Right. And so
they have 8 or 10 other really trash characters.
We could just ignore those characters and pretend like they don't exist. If you want to just be in your perfect world, you could pretend like you only have these five fantastic characters. And from that point, what I want to say is that
Bacock.
They do a great job. Taking what their moves are in the actual games and transporting them into the Super Smash Bros. Clone. It is a Super Smash Bros. Clone. It plays exactly like it. If you were to say that and someone tried to call you out on it, like, there is no argument. There is smash attacks. There is double jumps. Your up B is what saves you from falling off the edge unless you ledge grab.
Literally have a percentage for health instead of health.
You can roll and...
You have to be knocked off.
Create a shield. Oh my god, if they had Waluigi, that would turn around. Brawl Out would be the best game.
I mean, it would probably beat Smash Bros. This year because it has Waluigi.
If they have Waluigi, then Brawl Out's 10 out of 10.
They really missed an opportunity here to call it Crash Sisters.
Twisted Sister.
Yes.
Fisted Sister. I'm gonna...
No.
The opposite of Smash Brothers.
Brawl Out is... What I wish Brawl Out was...
Crush Sisters.
Is a game that came out 4 years ago because for every... I don't want to say, like, soccer mom, but every non-gamer parent or guardian who came around during the holidays and was like, can I get Super Smash Brothers for the Xbox? I could have been like, yes, here. Here's Brawlout. That's what this is. Even though they want Super Smash Brothers. But that's what I'm saying. Yes.
I've workshopped this with myself.
Good.
For the last 30 seconds.
I was there.
I am my biggest fan in terms of comedy.
Okay.
Ready? Super Crush Cousins. That's it. That's the name.
Okay. Super Crush Cousins.
Yeah.
What about Ultra Smash Brothers Super? Ultimate Smash Brothers Super. Ultimate Smash Friends
Super. No, that's the Japanese release.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate. It's just, I was trying to think of Super Smash Brothers. All right. Brawlout's fun, I think, at a base level.
Fight Friends.
It's a fun little thing to screw around with. I think that the servers, since it's peer-to-peer, is kind of rough. Tyler has a good connection. I have a connection, but Tyler was struggling and he was lagging a little bit when we played online.
It's awful.
Lag's part of the experience, baby.
And yeah, well, I guess. Funny thing is that we did peer to peer that way, and then we actually matched up through matchmaking and like casuals. By half a chance,
absolutely hilarious.
Oh my god, yeah, we're both playing as the Guacamelee Man. And
how I win? Play Juan. Okay.
Yeah, and immediately
we both played Juan.
I go, well, me and Tyler were playing in a private match. He's like, hold on, I gotta do something. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll play a match. And then I think I queued up like a minute and a half later or something. And then it's just like Tyler. And I'm like, wait.
He's like, I gotta go do something, play without you.
No, he was sitting there, he was talking.
I was waiting.
He was waiting, but he pops up and then it
dumbest thing.
It was just like something changed that I was playing against him. But we weren't on the same team this time. I was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
it was matchmaking.
Yeah, yeah.
You made your match.
But I still homie stalked. I think Tyler, like, messed up and fell. Or maybe that was me. So one of us homie stalked, which is the idea of if somebody dies,
you
jump off as well.
But who won?
I think you won.
I feel like we played more. But Tyler beat me up quite a few times when we first started
playing. You
don't have
to make him feel better about it.
No, I mean, but
it's okay. I was better than him for a little while.
He was. And then I played the guac guy.
Yep.
Guan.
And then I lost Guan. To Guan.
Yeah, he's, if you want to win Brawlout, play Juan. He's the guy from Guacamelee 2, which is a fantastic game. We haven't played it yet, but I hear God that it's Lord. Really good.
It looks like Super Meat Boy, Metroidvania.
Did you play the first Guacamelee?
I mean, that was a Metroidvania.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know that it was like, is it super punishing? Are there a lot of spikes?
It depends, but if you...
That's what I'm saying. There are a lot of spikes in this new one.
I don't know if I like that. I guess we'll see. I'll play Guacamelee, too. Whenever I get around to it.
I didn't realize we had it on Xbox. So I'll play it. The first one.
Yeah. Guacamelee is a really good time. If you haven't played Guacamelee, you should try it out.
Do it.
It's a good time.
Believe it.
I can talk about this game now. I wasn't able to for a while. But now I can. We'll be brief.
Diddy Kong Country? Oh.
No.
Donuts.
Yakuza Kiwami 2. Yakuza Kiwami 2 is the fourth Yakuza game that has been released by Sega in the past 2 years. It chronicles the stories of Kazuma Kiryu. Shit. Yeah. Kazuma Kiryu, who is an ex-chairman for the Tojo clan, which is a Yakuza organization. Not a government. Organization. If you don't know what the Yakuza are... It's the Japanese
you don't need
version.
To know.
It's the yeah. You don't know. I'll have to kill you if I tell you. It's a Japanese version of the mafia, organized crime. But you play as this guy, and he's always like every Yakuza game starts the same. It's Kiryu, usually in the hospital or maybe just chilling at home, and he's like, "I'm a civilian now." And then some shit happens with the Yakuza, and he's like, "My honor must bring me back." And that's every time. Kiwami 2 is no different.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm?
You know how in Japanese a lot of times they will convert. English words into a more Japanese sounding pronunciation of those words.
Yes.
Is Kiryu just like a Japanese version like of kill you?
Kiryu?
Perhaps. Perhaps. Or Kiryu is a very popular
I don't mean to be like insensitive.
Japanese.
I genuinely mean
no,
that.
No.
I know
no.
It seems like I could be making, but I'm not.
No,
I'm
no.
Not japing here.
No. I believe Kiryu is a. Tyler, can you type in Kiryu?
Yep.
You're just gonna get a bunch of Yakuza pictures. I believe no Kiryu I believe is
Sonic?
Is well because is it Kiryu is spelled like Ryu is with a K
okay.
I in front of it.
Okay.
So maybe that's a preface. I don't know. Kiryu Kazama is an awesome name.
That's a cool name.
But yeah, I mean,
I genuinely mean that.
Kazuma.
Is it Kazuma?
Kazuma.
Okay, Kazuma. All right, Kiryu Kazuma or Kazuma Kiryu. But Kevin's actually not far off because what makes Yakuza and specifically Yakuza Kiwami 2 so good. is how wacky and weird it is. The main gameplay is the same as most Yakuza games. If you don't know what that is, shit, listen to any other episode where I talk about Yakuza. But the long and the short of it is that it's a 3D kind of fighty game. It's a brawling, a beat-em-up, wrapped into this open world where you run around. It's a fictional version of Tokyo. You can go and do activities. Like, you can stop at the karaoke place and literally play a rhythm game that's karaoke. Go down to the batting cages and play a mini game that's batting cages. Pick up over 70 different side stories. Yakuza Kiwami 2 actually has two main, I guess what I'd call main side content. If you take the side quests out of it and take all the little mini games out, there's two like bigger modes. One's called the Cabaret Grand Prix, where Kiryu finds himself now running a host or hostess club, and so you tell like which girls to go where and stuff. That's like an interesting thing. And then they have what's called the clan battles, where you tell a group of construction workers where to fight people. Think of like a really low scale RTS. I'm blanking on the Blizzard-made RTS.
StarCraft.
It's like StarCraft, but if you just picked somebody and told them where to go and, like, defended some objectives. But there's, like, a lot of missions there. The reason, though, that Yakuza Kiwami 2 is so wild is the sub-stories. The side stories. The main story is very much, like, this political intrigue mixed with shady government background, you know, corrupt police forces, multiple different Yakuzas. You have the Korean Mafia popping up. All that kind of stuff. And the side stories, like the first one where you run to a guy and he's like, hey, I was trying to take some pictures and my model's gone. And do you want to be my model? And then Kiryu accidentally finds himself in softcore homosexual porn.
And when that happens.
Oops. And that's like the first side quest. And then later on, you know, there's that side quest where there's these Yakuza guys and they're blocking the alley. You know, so of course you beat their butts because you're Kiryu and they don't tell you where you're not allowed to go.
That's right.
And then so the boss of that Yakuza guy, he comes over and he's like, hey, I'm sorry they gave you a bad time. Why don't you come with me into this hostess club and we'll have a great time. And you go in the hostess club and then you realize it's a baby fetish club where grown men dress up
like
in diapers.
Sonic and kiss tails.
When suddenly, Kiryu finds himself in the midst of a battle, a fist fight.
With dudes in diapers?
Yeah, buddy. Oh, no. And that is just the tip of the iceberg as far as weird side I'm going to do an article of the weirdest or wackiest or craziest side quests in Yakuza, cuz it's amazing. The kind of stuff they get away with in these games.
Games for sinners.
If you like games with open worlds but aren't, you don't want to climb every building like in Assassin's Creed. You don't want every building to be, you're going in there like Grand Theft Auto, everything is a side quest, but you still want a lot of fun content. Yakuza is right up that alley specifically. The only thing I'm going to say, like I say with every Yakuza game, there's so many cutscenes.
Oh
my
god. Yakuza games.
Yes. Yes. Like I said at the top, this is the fourth in 2 years. We had the prequel Zero. Then we had
trying to beat the Call of Duty record.
Yep. And then we had the remake Kiwami 1. And then we had the final game in the series, which was Yakuza 6. And now we have the remake of 2. Who the hell knows? All I know is Sega is cashing in the popularity of Yakuza. But the thing I did want to say is that there's a lot of cutscenes. There's a lot of cutscenes. You don't get control of your character until 30 minutes into the game. You control him for about 5 seconds, and then you don't get control of him again.
You have to watch him throw his son off a cliff.
That's Tekken.
Yeah, same.
Throw your son off the mountain.
Close enough. Tyler, I can guarantee that you will not be picked up when you're sitting that far back.
That's okay.
He's falling asleep anyway.
I don't have anything to say about
it. All right, everybody, say goodnight to Tyler.
Okay, Donut County. Here's the next one. We're moving on to Donut County.
Donuts.
Donut County is a game that just came out today. It is a fantastic little indie game. You can pick it up on your iPhone, you can pick it up on PC, and you can pick it up on PlayStation 4. It is a game in which you are a hole that sucks up things, and as you suck up things, your hole gets bigger. It's really unique, and it's got writing that reminds me of Night in the Woods and character that reminds me of Night in the Woods. I like characters that say LOL, even when they're not laughing. It's actually really freshly written, and it's really, really good, and every level is its own little teeny tiny puzzle. That's the biggest difference. Kevin said at the top when we were talking before we started recording that hole.io this game was ripping off of hole.io. The reverse of that. Donut County is an indie game made by one person, Ben Esposito. I was just waiting for someone to say Despacito. No. Ben Esposito.
Alexa. play Despacito.
Alexa, play Drowning Pool at the Bodies of the Floor.
Play Ben Esposito.
But it's a really basic game. You're just a hole. You move around. You collect things.
You said it best before the show. This is reverse Katamari.
I feel like somebody else said that, and I'm just stealing what they said.
Hey, well, we're sorry if that's plagiarized.
But it is reverse Katamari.
Speaking of Donut County.
Yes.
You said it good. You did it good, kid.
This is a spicy real life fact. Did you know there's a PP Township in Ohio?
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude.
PP Township?
Yes.
There better be a poo-poo road. And that's all we got juvenile-ass segment of Kevin's.
It wasn't juvenile. I'm just saying there's a place in Ohio called PP Township.
Hey, it's not immature. I just want you to know there's a land about PP. Kevin, 2018. Kevin.
The emphasis is yours, not mine.
Now that Kevin's talked, he's going to talk more. Tyler's not going to be able to talk for a minute here, so we're going
to
move.
I am killed.
He needs to catch his breath.
Kevin, we're hitting an hour. Tell me about the newest expansion for World of Warcraft. That's World of Warcraft for all you all there. All
right, so
Battle of Azeroth. Battle for Azeroth.
Leading into this, I was like, oh, great. It's another story about the Horde versus the Alliance. It kind of is. Well, basically, the Banshee Queen, the new War Chief of the Horde, Sylvanas, is doing some nasty, nasty stuff that not everybody on the Horde agrees with.
For the Horde?
She's kind of tapping into chemical weapons that aren't really... Let's put it this way. It's against the Durotar Convention. See what I did there? Anyway.
I just now realized that these legs on this table are probably going to fall off.
That's the
creaking you see.
Yeah. But well, anyway, that's the general gist of the story. You see return of a lot of old characters. Janna Proudmoore is one of them. Thrall's off, you know, doing some Earth shit, as he always is, and they need him back more than ever.
But what about the new content?
That's kind of a recycled story. The new content's fantastic.
Like,
does
it have, like, a whole new zone?
Yes,
like, what do you actually get with this expansion?
Two new zones that are technically old zones. They didn't just rehash them. They are brand new rendered content. But you've heard of them before in the game. You actually go to Zandalar, which is where the trolls originated from. You also end up in Kul Tiras, which is where a subsection... Good lord, sorry. A subsection of humans came from, of which Janna Proudmoore is from. She did not know that previously.
The coolest this is part because is, they just made it up.
Probably. The coolest part is, in Zandalar, it's kind of like Mesoamerica. There's all these like really cool ziggurats and these giant great seals.
That's
and,
interesting.
Dinosaurs, lots of dinosaurs, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I haven't played any Alliance characters, so I don't really know what the content's going on in Kul Tiras is. But quite frankly, you know, everybody says like, oh, Vanilla WoW's the best. This is some of the best WoW content I've played since probably Wrath of the Lich King.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it time to jump back in?
It stands up. Where they have gone wrong in the past couple games, they Mr. definitely...
Pandaria?
you can definitely tell they have been taking notes. Draenor was kind of a slog because you had all the garrison things, or wizard chores, as my friends and I like to call them.
Wizard chores!
There aren't really any other wizard chores in this one. You still have the troops that you can send out on side missions that are characters from the lore that you recruit as you go. They pick up extra things for you, including Azerite, which is a new resource that improves your Heart of Azeroth, which is a necklace you get at the beginning from Bran Bronzebeard.
There's only one of them, right?
Everyone has one.
Only one.
Only you have one, though, as far as you're concerned. That necklace powers up Azerite items, which is really cool. They are customizable drops that you get, like gear, and they have three concentric rings on them. And on those rings are four different nodes, and you can pick one of those nodes per ring, and it'll do different things, like... it'll increase the power of one of your abilities, or when you cast it, you have a chance to increase your mastery or something. It
sounds like some a very subsect. Complex skill tree.
It's not, though. Or it's just like really black and white, because it's based on your specialization. So if you're a mage, I'm a mage, for example. If you're a fire mage, you can only choose from two different ones. One's kind of a more general one, like, oh, you have a chance to summon a T-Rex that'll come attack your enemy.
Oh, that's fun.
On spellcast. Or, like, your Scorch does extra damage, or something like that. So it is very, it's nicely distilled, but it's still customizable to the point where, you know, let's say you decide to choose to switch specs. Well, you go run that dungeon again, get that same drop, and just change the Azurite perk on it.
Besides the two new zones, do they add any new raids, any new instances, any PvE or PvP?
There are a handful of new instances, one of which all of us are really going crazy over. It's called Waycrest Manor, and
Is it a haunted house?
It is.
Ah!
It is. And the lady of the house is this, like,
undead
banshee-looking lady, and you fight this giant pig in the kitchen, and, like, the three fates are in there, and they're throwing the iris around, and they're like, I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff going on here.
Can we just pause? Was there a haunted mansion in RuneScape?
I don't know. You should play it on mobile.
Oh, shit! Okay.
All in all,
that's not on your list.
All in all.
I was going to actually... yes, Kevin.
Battle for Azeroth. Good stuff. Good stuff going on here.
How much is it? Do you know?
It was $50, I believe.
Okay, because I remember, like, Wrath of Lich King was,
However, I do believe previous expansions are free now.
Sure.
So everything leading up to this is free.
That's good.
From what I understand.
Because there's a lot of expansions. There's a metric fuck ton, one could say, expansions.
Yeah, I mean, they do that every time since Mists happened. The only thing that good that came out of Mists of Pandaria was... Everything that came before Mists of Pandaria was free if you bought Mists of Pandaria.
Can I just shouts out, real quick, once old school shouts out to Bungie. Halo 2, man, when they made those map packs, when they made a new map pack, the old map pack was free and then just became part of the rotation. So shouts out to developers who go, okay, we made this DLC, everyone who wanted it bought it, but now we're going to include it in the game for free for everyone. Like, I don't think there's been a developer who's done that specifically for a competitive game. Ever since. But imagine that, if Call of Duty, everyone complains, like, Call of Duty, if I buy the pass, there's only one playlist where I can play these new maps. What if they just gave everyone the maps after they made all their money because they make a new game every year? That would be really cool, wouldn't it? You can have that one for free, Activision/Blizzard. Why don't you tell your buddy who works there to give all the DLC for free now? He's the Call of Duty boy. I said that to Kevin. Kevin has a friend who works at Activision.
You do?
So now anytime he talks about an Activision/Blizzard game, he is he's biased. Sorry, bud. You're off the show.
Okay.
Now that Kevin has talked, so you would fully recommend it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For new and old players alike, honestly.
That's what I was going to ask specifically. For new players, I feel like they made a lot of changes to the WoW.
It's a great entry point for new players. Okay. You do get the 110 boosted. They do a pretty good job of teaching you how to play that class, even though...
I would hate that.
I still don't like it. Having played all the classes for the most part, not to cap, but having played all the classes before, I'm really not a big fan of boosting.
I just don't like the idea of going from zero knowledge to now you need to know how to play a 110 level character.
Well, the other beauty of WoW is that they have significantly reduced the amount of
9,000 buttons on
your screen. Yeah.
8 toolbars.
So you're basically, it's distilled down to a handful of different things and then a couple of like really situational ones that have these really nice indicators that flash on screen when they become active.
Oh, okay. I mean, even
a lot of people
would
call it dumbed down. I think it's great.
Even when WoW first came out, it was manageable.
Well, and people would download mods to make those things happen anyway. So Blizzard was just like, all right, cool, we'll add that if you want it.
If you guys haven't played World of Warcraft.
People complained.
Well, yeah.
If you haven't played World of Warcraft in how many years has it been out now? It was like 2001 when it came out.
Have you met people? Everybody complains.
Have you met people? They're all dicks.
Everybody complains about
it. If you haven't played World of Warcraft, now there's no better time. Maybe when Vanilla WoW comes out, we'll see. But Kevin, I'm glad you're playing WoW again, because at least we'll have one person who has some knowledge on the WoW as it continues. Before we jump into this, another one we held off for Tyler for.
2004.
2004. So that game has been gone for under 15 years.
Almost 15 years.
And
I've been playing on and off almost the whole time.
Sames, except for I started in the very beginning with Vanilla, didn't play until Lich King, then played post-Cataclysm, and then haven't picked it up since. and maybe all together 5 to 6 months of my time. As I was taking a drink from this water bottle, yeah, let me talk about these games real, real fast before me and Tyler talk about... I feel like we might do the mobile corner thing next time, because we're already coming up on an hour and ten. You'll see.
It's a fun little segment. It's not really meant to be.
Speaking of fun little things, Pixel Ripped 1989 for VR. This is a game that specifically both of you will have to play, because... It is really, it's something special. It is a VR game. You can get on PlayStation VR. You can also get it on the PC. It's a short experience, but what it is you play as a young girl in school trying to play her Game Boy without getting noticed. Because...
I've already played this game.
Yes. Because the end of the world is coming up because a villain from an evil, a villain from the game has left the game. And is taking over other games. So the first level is you in the classroom and you're trying to hide behind your desk in VR. You know, you can use spitballs to distract the teacher. But you're actually playing a game and they track your PlayStation 4 controller. So while you hold your controller in front of you, in the VR world, you're using a Game Boy and you're looking at the screen while it's this weird thing. But then they...
Just like hiding my game by mom.
Yes, but then they double... Not really, but they double down.
It's a great game.
And they do awesome things by doing references to all these old video games. Like, in the second level, you are sitting outside, and you're listening to a radio station. They'll tell you cheat codes if you listen for long enough. But you're sitting outside, it's lunchtime, and all of a sudden, the sky opens up, and the boss is like, it's me, and I'm gonna take all your friends. And so these giant crows start flying down, and you use the Game Boy as like an old school AR, and you're shooting these birds out of the sky, and while you look through your Game Boy...
Joke's on them, I don't have any friends.
It's when you look through your Game Boy, it's showing like all the... There's... The beginning of the game starts with you hanging over a massive void and then getting sucked into a Game Boy. You're in a VR version of a Game Boy game. It's... If you like retro video games and you have a PSVR, buy this game. That's all I'm going to say. Go on to our YouTube, type in Super Gamecast 64 on YouTube. There is, I think, 30 minutes of gameplay there. It is really something incredibly special. Yes, Tyler.
What is that game called?
Pixel Ripped?
Hiding My Game by Mom.
That Nintendo game, it was like Nintendo Classic.
The one for 3DS?
Yeah.
Nintendo NES Ultimate Collection or whatever.
Yeah, where you had to play like...
It'd be like, do Mario in reverse.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's a weird, like, little challenges like that.
But, yeah, exactly. So it's similar to that, but VR and more arcadey than...
Yeah, it's like, it does really cool things. It like, so you'll be playing the game on your...
Story.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be playing the game on your Game Boy, and then, like, you could turn and shoot a spitball at this school project on the right. It says, what would the past look like? And then you hit it, and all of a sudden everything transforms around you, and you're still playing the game that you were playing on your Game Boy, but now you're at an arcade. And... You have to watch gameplay of it. It sounds confusing.
It's got the...
It sounds interesting.
It's got the unpredictability of Edith Finch.
Yes, and they... Every few minutes, it's like, okay, you picked up a machine gun power-up? That machine gun is from Metal Slug. And then, okay, the section in this game, it's like half of the Battletoads level 3, where you have to go up and down. Like, it's what... If you're a retro gamer, and you like VR stuff, pick it up. Pixel Ripped, 1989. It's a good time. Real briefly here, The Walking Dead, the final season. I just started I finished the first episode. I'm just here to say, because I've been talking about this game since it came out, the very beginning of the first season. This one's pretty good. The Walking Dead, the final season. We pick up with Clementine and AJ. Some time has passed since the end of season 3.
Is that what her name is?
Clementine, yes, not Tangerine. Tangerine and AJ.
What else have we called her?
Other orange names.
Whatever. Clementine, pomegranate,
cutie,
durian,
Tangelo.
So durian and AJ. Okay. Oh, I mean, really, all I wanted to say about this specific episode of The Walking Dead: The Final Season is that they changed the graphics and the art style. Keep your chuckles. Keep going. It's fine. I like it. It looks like the comics a lot. I'm really impressed by that. But pro tip here, Telltale, don't start the last season of a game, and now you're now focusing on the main character that everyone wants you to focus on, the last season, season three, everyone's like, more Clementine. They're like, here's a whole brand new group of people that you don't care about, and they're not even that great of characters. And then season, the last season, the one we're on now.
So it's like the show.
It's all, yeah, it's all Clementine. Imagine they're like, okay, here's the last season. It's Rick of The Walking Dead against all of the monsters. And then in the second scene, they're like, and here's nine characters you now need to learn. That's what this game does. You get one chapter. It's split up to three acts. You get the first act, which is just Clementine and AJ trying to scavenge. Really cool. Really good. But it's like 20 minutes. And then the second act is like, here's now nine characters, and I'm not even exaggerating, that you need to remember the names of off of one line of dialogue. And at the end of the mission, or at the end of the level, at the end of the episode, make a moral choice about these characters that you don't know.
It sounds like a fucking Tarantino movie.
Yes. Yes.
But I like Tarantino movies.
Yes.
Yeah, and everybody does, but like, you actually care about the characters.
Yes, exactly. It's like a Tarantino movie if they didn't have proper character building, except for the two main characters. Yes, Tyler.
What episode do we get the trunk shot?
Episode 3, I feel.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll find out.
I'll stick around for that.
It's decent. It's like $20, I think. If you played any other Walking Dead seasons, it's probably better than 3, better than 2 at this point. I don't know.
Tangela will remember this.
Nectarine.
Tangelo is just a name with a T in front of it.
Tangelo.
Angelo?
Yes.
It's a boy's name.
I know.
I've been playing
a Pokemon.
I've been playing FIFA 17. That's a good time. It's like sports games. That's all I really want to say about that. I'll play FIFA 18, and then when I finish that, I'll be like, it's a pretty good time.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, I haven't played a FIFA game for more than maybe 30 minutes to an hour since FIFA 2002 for the GameCube. So now 16 years later, I find myself deeply entrenched 20 plus hours in the, quote, the journey mode for FIFA 17, in which you play as the young Alex Hunter, who is a teenager who wants to be the best soccer man there ever was.
Like no one ever was?
Yeah, and to catch
them is my real test.
To claim all those goals is his cause, dude. Mm. Gotta score. It is, gotta love South Euclid, it is...
What?
Sometimes when things pop up on my laptop.
What was our buddy Craig?
Sometimes when things pop up on my laptop, it's a great time. FIFA 17 is really good. That's all I want to say is that if you like soccer games, if you like the act of soccer, and you like...
The act of soccer.
If you like the act of doing
the
soccer.
I like when people do soccer.
I told you guys at the beginning of this episode, if we sit in opposite locations, it's going to fuck my brain up. I like when soccer is a thing. And when the FIFA Soccer 17, you do it good. That's it for that. Tyler and me are now going to talk, and we're going to end this show now that Tyler's losing his absolute mark. Okay, We Happy Few is a game where you play as a...
You want me to read this?
Oh my fucking, yeah. Read this aloud. Go for it.
Do you believe in voodoo? Last night, South Euclid Police Department responded to a domestic disturbance and arrested an individual who cast the Haitian spirit of death and the afterlife, Baron Samdi, upon officers. When being placed in a cell, he slapped an officer, then urinated on the floor and tore the security camera from the ceiling.
Damn. Sounds like a guy who thought he knew voodoo.
South Euclid. I can tie this in to our podcast. You ready
doubt
for this?
It. Do it.
There are these like demigods in Zandalar in WoW, right? Okay. And one of them, the god of death, is named Bwan Samdi.
And he got arrested and he smacked Bwan a cop Samdi. And pissed on the ground too.
Sounds like Baron Samdi.
Yeah, dude. All right, now that we've gone through the games all here, we have one left. This is the game. Well, I guess it's the collection of games. There's two collections, actually. Tyler, Mega Man X Collection. 1 and 2.
Yes.
Have you played all or both of them? Because I have played X Collection 1, but I have not done X Collection 2 yet. The reason, because I like to beat them all in order.
Same.
I've beaten Mega Man X. I got the Hadouken. Sigma was very hard.
Also same.
But
not Sigma.
I played some of X2, and then I kind of moved away because there was other games. And since I'm not to X5 yet, I'm not going to play Mega Man Collection. Whoa. Got a bubble in my throat. This is Matt's friend Mark. but I like X Collection quite a bit. How do you feel about all of it? I think it's better than
I thought we were keeping this short. You don't ask Tyler how he feels about Mega Man unless you want to.
But specifically, how do you feel about the present? I mean, we all know how me and Tyler both feel about Mega Man X. specifically. We'll talk more about why Mega Man X is the best game of 2018 when Game of the Year comes up. Because I'm going to try and do that.
Yeah, we'll see. Fight you.
I will also fight you.
Breath of the Wild's a trash game. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. About time someone agrees with me.
I'm just kidding. What do you think about the presentation? Because Mega Man Legacy Collection 2, it was like, they were like, let's just take these kind of good Mega Man games that people still like and just throw them on a disc and not celebrate them at all. Whereas Mega Man X Collection, they have the extra boss mode. You know, they have, you can see that they put a lot of care into the game, but I feel like the original Mega Man Legacy Collection did it better.
So the double boss battle mode, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That goes across all 8 games.
Okay. Hell yeah.
So, actually, I think it only goes across the first 5 games.
But it's not just one. Okay, I thought we were talking about, like, here's 2 Mega Man X bosses you'll need to battle.
No, and I don't like the way it's built.
Okay.
So, in the dual battle mode, you must choose 3 special weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
And you play as X with the... I'm terrible at this.
Mega Buster.
The light armor.
Okay, I know what you're doing. Yeah.
With the hover boots and the charge shot that leaves the sparkler.
In Mega Man X, you can collect armor, and in this mode, you get that armor.
Right. So, you have to fight Chill Penguin and Frost Walrus, and then you have to fight 2 other bosses, and you have to fight 2 other bosses. During these 3 fights, you've chosen 3 weapons, 3 special weapons that go across all 5 games.
Do you get to see the bosses you're fighting before you choose those weapons?
You do.
Okay, because I was going to say, it'd be very cheap.
Otherwise, you pick Flame... oh, man, this is bad. I don't know the names.
I don't know the names of the Mega Man X.
Flame...
The one that shoots guns... The one that shoots guns. The one that shoots fire. The one that shoots ice.
Shotgun ice, I know.
Shotgun ice. Chill Penguin.
Chill Penguin.
I don't know. But continue.
Point is, like, you choose 3 weapons... And you have to fight 6 bosses with these 3 weapons.
Better pick them well.
And then you've completed the first stage. Then you go to the second stage and you pick another 3 weapons chosen from 8 that are completely different than the first time. And you're stuck with those 3 weapons for 6 bosses. It doesn't feel right. It's weird seeing a better sprite from like X4.
When you're looking at like an X2 sprite or something?
Paired with a Mega Man X sprite. Putting Chill Penguin in his 16-bit form next to a PlayStation version of a giant fuck walrus.
Not gonna look that great.
It looks terrible. Walrus?
Have you ever seen Tusk?
No.
Oh my god, you really should watch Tusk. We're gonna force Kevin to watch Tusk for Halloween.
I don't think it was well done. I think it was ham-fisted together.
I think that Mega Man X Collection is worth...
Yo, what if Mega Man made it himself?
He's a robot, bro. It has no soul.
He's only got one hand.
What?
His other one's a buster.
That's right. He's like, all right, I'm almost done.
Fisted. That's basically what
just
it is.
Just gotta hit the confirm button. It shoots.
Fact.
Yeah.
Mega Man has 2 busters.
Wait, what?
Mega Man's a buster.
We just got...
Mega Man's
double busted. Okay. The bottom line is all that I think the original Mega Man Legacy Collection is the best celebration of Mega Man. Classic Mega
Wait,
Man.
Is
I don't think either are celebrations.
Penis Buster, I'm going to give you... But X Collection is a... The X games are really, really damn good.
They are. They get better, and then they get really bad.
So I think at this point, both of us are on the same page... X Collection 1.
X Collection 1 is much, much better, but that's only because the first 4 games were that much better than the last 4 games.
Great games, somewhat mediocre side content. They got some concept art and some stuff that's worth it, but I'd say buy. I think it's $20.
It's $20 for per game.
Don't get that second X Collection
mistake.
I did, but that's because I've never played the PS2 versions.
I don't really... Well, you put... Yeah, okay.
I've never played those games, so I want to play them at least once.
I don't...
But I know they're bad.
I don't recommend wasting your time with 6, 7, or 8.
I feel it. All right, with that, I think we've kind of said all we want to say. I don't know if anybody else had anything. Tyler, you...
I had some.
Kevin.
It'll be quick.
Well, you have your spicy game fact as
well. Well, I mean, it'll...
Pre-spicy? Pre-spicy?
This could fall under mobile corner, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Boomsday on Hearthstone. Quite a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hearthstone's always good. They're always knocking out that content.
It's very non-traditional. I'll do a quick run through. There's like four different puzzles.
Oh.
There's one where you have to mirror the opposite field perfectly. There's one where you have to survive. So you have to give yourself enough health to survive some sort of barrage.
Okay.
There's one where you have to eliminate everything on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
And then there is one where you have to, I don't recall. I don't think I played.
I like that though, because it forces you to kind of try maybe different builds that you wouldn't have tried.
They give you everything you need to start.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to figure out how those cards should be played perfectly to solve that particular riddle.
Well, I think my point still stands. Like, when I played Hearthstone, it was just Ice Mage, Frost Mage, whatever. I used one specific build, right. And that's how I knew to play the game. And if someone was like, here's my rogue deck, I wouldn't know what the hell to do with it. But this, it sounds like it's exposing you to other cards, teaching you other kind of ways of playstyle.
It's using the engine, the game engine, and the concept behind the card game to try a different approach.
The solo adventures was same engine, same similar concept.
I liked
new thing.
I like the solo adventures quite a bit.
This expounds on the original solo adventures. Like, I really liked Witchwood. I really liked Catacombs. Thank you. I loved those solo runs, the dungeon run thing. Those were awesome. This is another really creative, really interesting, innovative use of the existing mechanics.
Hell yes.
Try it out.
Hearthstone, guys. It's on mobile.
It's free. Why not?
Gwent should be coming soon with its full single player mode, so check that out. Kevin, while you dig up your spicy game fact from your deep, deep brain vault.
I'm sure he's ready.
let's just hit these things. Once again, guys, we gave away a copy of Dead Cells today. That is a $25, $30 game, $20 game.
$35 game on Switch, $25 on everything else.
That is a game. And we want to thank everyone for your engagement. It shows us kind of who's watching where, who's listening where. Moving forward, we will be giving away more games, especially coming into the game of the year, the end of the year stuff. We'll be launching this XP thing with Season 5. That being said, you should follow us on all social medias if you want to catch all the giveaways. You know, whichever ones you have, we'll try and spread the word as most we can. But to that point, if you want to follow us on Twitter, the official show Twitter is @SuperGameCast64. Mine is @SGC64Matt.
I'm @GingerBeard_man, beer like the beverage.
I'm @TTramaglio.
You should find our Facebook group. That's where we posted the Dead Cells giveaway. Just search Super Game Cast 64 in the groups on Facebook. You'll find it. Twitter, I just said. You have our email if you want to email us. If you're a dev or somebody like that, SGC64mail@gmail.com. Finally, we just launched the Instagram. Once again, we're doing that. People are enjoying that quite a bit. That is @SuperGameCast64. You can find us pretty much anywhere else. We'll be launching a Patreon soon, maybe Season 5. I know people have expressed interest in that, which is awesome, guys. It's really, really good to see everybody coming together, especially as we come in to this end of year. We will do Mobile Corner next time. And since we talked about the games anticipated, we won't go too deep into that.
I'm also going to be launching a Patreon for my R game.
Oh, just your reality game?
Right, yeah.
Just so RR?
I got to buy the warehouse and the donuts, piles of donuts.
Well, that's awesome. Coming up soon, next month, you got Destiny 2, Spider-Man,
about that.
NBA 2K19, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, FIFA, and Life is Strange Season 2. That's what we'll be talking about next episode. Kevin.
Yep.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to touch on a couple things.
Touch me first.
So,
hey,
we,
this is an explicit program.
I got something after him.
We talked about, anticipated games, and we obviously didn't touch on everything.
There's a lot of shit.
Right. Like, No More Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
These things that I was listening was just off my personal calendar of stuff that I've seen a trailer and then been like, oh, should I add this?
Right.
But there's so much, like, Switch indie game stuff, like Kevin said, there's so many. Do we know when that is? No More Heroes?
I'll check on it, but there is a...
Oh my God, I just saw the word Dreams.
Yeah, Dreams is a thing.
Dreams is this year. Dreams is that...
Little Big Planet is beloved for letting... Okay.
That's a Little Big Planet. Okay, I forgot. Yeah, anything I said earlier about what games I was looking forward to, just add Dreams to that now.
So... No More Heroes was supposed to come out this year, but that's not what I'm getting at.
Stardew Valley multiplayer.
Looking at this list of things that are coming out or supposed to be coming out this year, there's a game called Battle Princess Madeline. You familiar with Ghouls and Ghosts?
Yeah.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah.
Goblins
I watched somebody speedrun that game and I was like, wow, I could never be that good.
Yeah, that game's hard.
Uh-huh.
This game is the same game except you're a 7-year-old girl.
Hell yeah, dude. That's my dream. I want to be a 7-year-old girl inside of Ghosts and Goblins.
I want to be Altered Beast.
Battle Princess Madeline, 16-bit era. You can even add scan lines to get that arcade feel. It's just, growing up a Capcom kid was, I was all about this kind of stuff.
Tyler, Capcom Kids is an excellent name for a band. You should take that up. Kevin, rise from your grave. I just want to, he said Altered Beast.
That was great. And then, that was great.
And then, but you said Capcom Kids, and I was like, wait, hold on.
I just want to throw this out there. Tyler's bachelor party is this weekend.
Oh, no.
So if you guys want to come.
And that means.
It's in Las Vegas at the Bunny Ranch. What's the brothel in Vegas that everyone knows?
I don't know.
It's a brothel.
shouts out to you, Craig. I love you.
He just messaged us.
Having my laptop open in Discord popping up is a terrible idea for the show.
Yeah, bachelor party this weekend. Your wedding is coming up soon. So if you see Tyler on Facebook, because, you know, he only pops in every once in a while. Like, he's not permanently... Profile's only there when he's online, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, wish him congratulations and good luck.
The next time you hear this man... He will be a married one. I'm so amped for this wedding. Oh, it's gonna be so fun.
Getting married in 10 days.
Can't wait for the axe throwing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Wait, what? We're throwing axes?
Yeah, you didn't know?
Wait, holy fuck.
Dude, I have
what? Those you guys, I don't do weddings a lot, so you could be like, we're bobbing for apples. I'd be like, all right.
Just
cool.
Wait for the ceremonial butt touching ceremony.
Dude, I would be there. I want to touch the butt.
It's like a conga line, but with butts.
Tyler.
Well, we're gonna have a conga line. That's a thing.
Okay.
But instead of shoulders.
Butts. Asses. Butts. Fingers and butts. Kevin.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you have any spicy trivia for us? Thanks, dude.
I do. All right.
Before we get out of here, let's...
You guys know Mario?
Who's it? Who's the one?
Sure.
Everybody's favorite plumber?
Waluigi.
My favorite plumber.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking plumber anymore, guys.
He was a plumber.
Bad. Yeah.
Now he's a jet-setting...
Respect your roots.
Fella.
Ex-plum.
Yeah, his dad, Shigeru Miyamoto.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Who birthed him, yes.
He's just, like, sitting there, and all of a sudden, he's like... Something feels very awkward, and then just pushed really hard on the crapper, and all of a sudden, woohoo!
That's like, why he's a plumber.
Shoved him into the NES. You're here.
Anyway, he gave him a mustache. He gave him a mustache so people could see his nose.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the graphics sucked, so.
Back in the day, his nose was like a pixel, and people were like, why has he got a pimple on his face? He's like, that is his face.
That is his face. He also has overalls so you can see his arms move.
It's amazing when you think about how much they had to go through just to animate like single things or make the appearance of animation.
And he has the hat because hair is hard to draw.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
You have to animate hair moving too, unless you're just like a flat head and it's just like Mario with
it. Just
Mario
reminding me of Block Dude.
Mario could have been bald though.
Oh shit.
No shade. Seriously.
No. Mario seems like they cut corners on his costume. Not cut corners, but his costume is made so he would be easier to manage. I forgot. We'll do it next time. I don't want to bring it up because then people get mad that I'm not going to say it. We'll do it next time.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Guys, thank you for listening so much to episode 110 of Super Gamecast 64.
We really reined it in for how much we had to talk to. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, dude. Hour 30? Hell yeah.
Lots of goofs.
We should
do this setup more often.
Is this the sponge? Is this where we take all their XP away from them?
All right. So you just died and now you have no XP.
Welcome to the SGC roguelife.
You failed all your death saves.
You dropped 40 dead cells and now you're done.
Body desecrated.
But you had the gold pouch. So you start with 3,000 gold.
I have 10,000 gold that I start with now. And my health flask is all the way up. Okay. Guys. Thank you so much for listening. You get some XP. Tyler was just joking around. You guys are at like level 10 now, I think, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, level 10, because we're like level 9. Don't worry. Keep track at home. You're level 10, though. Kevin, you know who I'm talking to. You're level like 11, babe.
I love you.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Till then, imagine a world completely underwater. Welcome to the 10th level, baby.